This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India announced a concessional line of credit of 4,000 crore rupees for Bhutan to fund energy projects. The announcement was made while Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with the King of Bhutan, Jigme Khesar Namgyel Wangchuk, in Thimphu yesterday. They held discussions on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Both the leaders also jointly inaugurated the 1,020-megawatt Punatsangchu II hydroelectric project, a milestone in energy partnership between India and Bhutan. They also witnessed exchange of 3 MOUs in the fields of renewable energy, mental health services and healthcare to further strengthen bilateral cooperation. Today, on the second day of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will be participating in Kal Chakra Empowerment Ceremony being organized at Changlimithang Stadium in Thimphu. Polling in Bihar Assembly elections has concluded with the historic highest ever voter turnout of 66.91%. The polling was held in two phases on 6th of November and 11th of November for all 243 Assembly constituencies. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, the Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar said that the voters of Bihar have created history in independent India. He said in all the elections took place since 1951, the highest voting percentage was recorded in 2025, which is approximately 66.9%.
The voters of Bihar have created history in independent India. This election witnessed the highest voter turnout since 1951, with nearly 66.9%. Not only that, our mother, daughters and sister showed their faith in Election Commission by recording the highest ever female turnout of 71%. These transparent and peaceful elections in Bihar have set an example for the entire country. The Election Commission has always stood with the voter. It always has and always will.
Our correspondent has more details.
The two-phase assembly elections witnessed an unprecedented level of participation from voters across urban and rural areas, marking a new milestone in Bihar's electoral history. The first phase registered over 65% polling, while the second phase recorded around 69% voting. Bihar also recorded the highest ever female voter turnout in its history. The turnout of male voters was 62.8% and the female voters was 71.6%. No major incident of violence or booth capturing was reported during both the phases, and polling remained completely peaceful. The counting of votes for all 243 assembly constituencies will take place on 14th November with Dharmendra Rai. This is Anand Kumar for Akashwani News, Bethia.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that everyone involved in Delhi blast incident will face the full wrath of investigating agencies. He chaired the high-level security review meetings with senior officials in New Delhi yesterday to assess the situation following the car blast near Red Fort in the national capital on Monday. He instructed the officials to hunt down each and every culprit behind the Delhi blast incident. Meanwhile, the Home Ministry has handed over the probe into the incident to the National Investigation Agency. Delhi Police has registered a case under various sections of the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, Explosives Act and Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita. Delhi Metro Rail Corporation has informed that Lal Qila Metro Station will remain closed due to security reasons. It said that all other stations are functional as normal. The Red Fort will also remain shut for visitors till tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu will hold bilateral talks with President Duma Muko of Botswana in Gaborone today. They will discuss and explore new avenues for enhancing bilateral cooperation in areas such as trade and investments, technology, energy, agriculture, health, pharmaceuticals, defence and people-to-people ties. President Draupadi Murmu will also address the parliamentarians, interact with members of the Indian community and visit sites of historic significance in Botswana during her visit. Several dignitaries from Botswana will also call on her. This is the first ever state visit by an Indian head of state to the two African countries. Today is Public Service Broadcasting Day. This day is observed on the 12th of November every year to mark the historic address of Father of the Nation and freedom fighter Mahatma Gandhi through the radio. He paid his first and only visit to the broadcasting house in New Delhi on this day in 1947. And that is the end of this news bulletin.